This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at the Vatican. Christmas means a celebration at the start of Pope Francis's annual Urbi et Orbi message. Others in their messages expressing gratitude. That includes King Charles. He reflected on his ongoing cancer treatment, along with the treatment his daughter-in-law Kate received in his Christmas message.
I'm deeply grateful, too, to all those who have offered us their own kind words of sympathy and encouragement.
Tonight is also the first night of Hanukkah, just the fifth time since 1900 that Hanukkah begins on Christmas. President-elect Donald Trump said on social media his Justice Department will vigorously pursue the death penalty after President Biden commuted most federal death sentences. United Airlines confirms to ABC News a body was found in the wheel well of a passenger plane when it landed in Maui from Chicago on Tuesday and that is now investigating. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What's your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy here on Christmas Day with a high this afternoon right around 34. Our wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little drizzle or a few sprinkles. Our high right around 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah. It's a blizzard of holiday hits from Civic Media.
Come to you. All I want for organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you'd drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your heart? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurt, my pride? Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is pure.
Gosh, your lips are delicious. Never such a blizzard before. But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill when you touch my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and
I really can't
get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Just don't wanna keep all over town. Little kids gonna get down. And Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Down a block, little kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find. Happy and nearby your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope mama gets the shopping done. And it's a Christmas all over again. Oh baby, it's Christmas. Let's see. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender basements, Chuck Berry songbook.
Coming down your chimney with a sack full of holiday hits from Civic Media.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. So I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for listening to continuous Christmas music on the Civic Media Network. We're taking a holiday break, but we'll be back on Thursday morning with more real news and great conversation with your favorite hosts.
It is going to be cloudy here on Christmas Day with a high this afternoon right around 34. Our wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy down to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a little drizzle or a few sprinkles. Our high right around 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you. Make yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry. The fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Merry Christmas. Happy show, 'cause everybody.
Christmas.
We don't care if you've been naughty or nice, as long as you keep listening to Civic Media.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In coming reports, we're anticipating 2025 democracy court cases and legislation. In October, a federal appeals court struck down a Mississippi law allowing receipt and counting of mail-in ballots up to 5 days after Election Day. We're expecting it in the U.S. Supreme Court. A three-judge appeals panel in the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit Federal Court ruled October 25th that federal law does not allow any state to extend the receipt of ballots after Election Day, including in-state ballots or the UOKAVA mail ballots used for overseas military and diplomatic personnel. The panel allowed the counting of those ballots for the 2024 election, but sent the case back to a lower court. Despite 20 states offering a grace period of varying lengths, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Andrew Oldham wrote, "Federal law does not permit the state of Mississippi to extend the period for voting by 1 day, 5 days, or 100 days." One election law professor termed the decision bonkers. Pro-voter groups asked November 8th for a reconsideration in front of all Fifth Circuit judges, but the case is likely to be ultimately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. An adverse ruling by the court could impact millions of voters at home and abroad who depend on mail ballots. We have links to the case documents and other reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Mm-hmm.
jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home. Sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you what. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Really?
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's been naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The white stuff's on the ground and the good stuff's on your radio. From Civic Media.
Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinker bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and above all this bustle, you silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
From the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.